to our level, and we continue to compete. And just, you know, for our young guys, our young team, just to, it's one thing to play Duke close. It's another thing to beat them. And we figured out how to beat them by two. So it's a great win for us.
Along those lines, Mark, do you feel like this was in some ways a breakthrough win for this group?
We'll see. Yeah, it's a great win. We, you know, I challenged Alex about being Mason Plumlee's little brother. And, you know, he treats you like a little brother. And I said, I'm tired of being a little brother, you know, since I've been here. It's time for us to step up and act like we're one of the big guys on the block. And obviously we're not only 6-6 in the league, but, you know, we beat a really good team tonight. So is it a breakthrough win? We'll see. We'll see how we react from it. I'm going to keep a foot on them. And got a lot of basketball left ahead of us, a lot of big games and a lot of road games ahead of us down the stretch. But I hope it is. I hope it's a confidence builder and a breakthrough win for us.
Mark, with the way the game wound out for seven, you had some turnovers and great plays offensively. What was going through your mind when you stepped through to that line, and what does this all mean for him as an individual?
Well, you know, he made a lot of plays late, and he's hard to keep in front of him. And we were running a play for Alex. But our action distracted the defense and allowed him to get all the way in deep. And there was no doubt in my mind he was going to make him. Thornton was getting in him a little bit, and I think it made Seth relax a little bit. And I don't know what 14 times 500 is, but we shot that many free throws this week. So, but the key was that we got to the foul line. We haven't shot 34 free throws in a long time. And we drove the ball, and we were aggressive, and we got to the line, and we stepped up and made a lot. Does anybody know 14 times?
7,000.
Thank you. Shot 7,000 free throws this week, so still weren't great, but better percentage.
Jeff? So, Mark, 81 all, what did you tell your team? It looked like did you try to set a screen for Logan there, or what's the plan?
Yeah, we set a double screen for Logan on the baseline, told them they were going to switch, which they did. Jake went right into a cross screen for Alex. I told Seth, if they switch, you throw it right to Alex. Well, there was a lot of holding and grabbing going on, which happens late in the game. Seth just went by him, but we occupied the defense, so there was no help for Seth, and he got all the way to the rim. And you know what? And we drove the ball. We've lost a couple games where we shot jump shots early in the year, and we drove it and got to the foul line. So, kid grew up tonight.
You spoke a little bit about Alex and what went on this week in practice. Do you know early in the game that he is into it? Could you tell today he started off pretty well and he was going to be there the whole night?
Yeah, he was tremendous all night. And he was great on ball screen defense. He was great on protecting the rim. He was great on post defense. And, you know, he picked up fouls 3 and 4 real quick. He was dominating the game. And I didn't like either call, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, he fouled. And I should have taken him out the one before this fourth foul. But no, he was great, and I've been on Alex pretty hard. I'm going to stay on him because for us to have a chance to, you know, make a run down the stretch here, we need Alex to play at that level.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about Vince Langland and also the defensive assignments you got this Seth Curry? I mean,
He was phenomenal at the start, and he did it off the drive. And, you know, our whole game plan was they got to beat us from twos, okay? They were 1 for 6 at halftime. They made 5. We, being who we are, we broke down a little bit in the second half. They missed some open ones for us also, but we did a nice job. And Seth Curry's kid's a winner. I mean, he just makes big shot. His step back 3 over Dez. Dez was right there. I mean, he misses that. Game's over. It's not nearly as close. We make free throws. We're in the double bonus, but he makes it. Makes it tough. And, you know, he was good. I thought we did a great job on him in the second half. Dez picked up fouls. I thought Nick did a great job. Nick was cramping. Dez fouled out. We were down to 4 guards. They went small, forced us to go small. I'm not in love with our small lineup, but our small lineup's getting better. And we did a good job on him. I thought we did a great job on their big guys. I thought our big guys were dominant physically. And, I just, you know, 40 to 20 on the boards. You know, it's pretty good. We, you know, we we got after it pretty good this week. We hit a lot of people, and our guys were really sore about Thursday, and we dialed them back a little bit on Friday to have energy for tonight.
And Mark, can you talk about what the game means to you tonight personally, and what an emotional swing it was from the last game to this game?
Well, I tell you what, it's been a hard week. I take a lot of pride in my coaching. I don't do a lot of things well. I like to think I can coach a little bit, and I haven't done a very good job. And it's been a hard week on my family. It was hard on my son last week. He had to leave the gym because the fans were so hard on his dad. So this was for them. I got a loyal family. It's very loyal to me. And excuse me, guys, I'm sorry. But that said, I know what it means to our fan base. And I wanted to beat Duke. Okay? And this means a lot to me. And I talk about it in the summer. You know, God, we beat Duke. I'm going to be in the student section. Then, you know, I'm going to be hanging out with the students. So this game means a lot to me. But this, you know, it's tough on the family. And I'm really happy for them. That's why they're in here tonight. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm not even going to mention the four-letter word out there because we're so far from it. We've got four of our last six on the road. But, you know, if we can be committed to being a good teammate, committed to being good leaders, you know, I strip guys of being captains this week. I'm the captain of the team. You know, if we're just committed, you know, that's all I want. And like I said, I take a lot of pride. It's my passion. Coaching is my passion. Okay? And if you're not enjoying your passion, it's tough. And, you know, we took a lot of steps in the right direction tonight. So none of that other stuff matters. We're going to enjoy tonight. We got a Boston College team who's very good. And we got to go up there and play better than we did against them at home.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.